But the bulk of our ground is, the ground we farm is, buckshot.
Is that the same thing as gumbo?
No, gumbo is different. A buckshot is kind of a mellow type ground. It's hard ground, but it's doesn't do that gumbo. It's got a lot of clay in it.
Yeah.
And it'll it just lays together, and you have to pull it apart. Even when it dries out, you has to. It just works so hard.
Yeah.
I've never been associated with clay dirt, but I've heard some people that, you know, has farmed it before, and they say it's something to farm. It's hard to break. And
get too dry, it'll break your plow here. If it gets too wet, it'll just can't turn it over.
I've heard that. But buckshot, it's kind of a mellow type dirt. Of course, some of it you can get into, it's been farmed for years and years and years, and all the humus going out of and residue and stuff, you know, just doesn't hold the pores. To make the ground porous is what it does on buckshot usually. And it just runs together, and I mean, it's just hard to farm. I mean, you can't have a good, all your ground can't be good, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we ain't got ground, our ground ain't good for anything but peanuts around Georgia. So,
well, y'all ought to be pretty good shape. We got a president in there that likes peanuts, so they ought to be in good shape down there by now.
Well, all farmers, you know, get allotments here and there. And
yeah. Well, we used to. We don't no more. I imagine it's been 4 years now, but the government dropped all the allotments on the crops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't. They still got allotment on, I think it's peanuts and tobacco. And it's not even allotment on rice no more, cotton. It's open. You can raise all you want to of it now. I mean, we used to, I don't know, the government seems like when you get a basic program going, seems like they want to open it up, let you plant all you want to, where it'll all go down, you know, whether, you know, supply and demand. That's what supply and demand is.
Yeah.
The more on hand, the less you're going to get for it. That's the way the cotton is. And I might not be right in some of my thinking. I've talked with several people, we had a perfect opportunity this year and last year to have us a far-reaching program in cotton if we just planted our original allotments back when we did have an allotment, and then say plant 10%. But a lot of these farmers around here are not basically here, you know, away from us a little bit. I noticed some of them back years ago when they did have their allotment, they would plant maybe 150 acres. I know several farmers over around McGee will jump out there just cause it's 70, 75 cents a pound for cotton, you know, plant 800 or 900 acres. There goes your supply and demand, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got all that cotton on hand, surely it's going down.
Yeah. This is about the best land around here in the South, they say, this land here.
That's good land. We've got some good land across that levee. Any of it over there is good. Of course, that old Mississippi, you know, get over it every once in a while and it'll put you some like Mississippi silt on there.
Uh-huh.
It'll raise anything. Yeah, it's really nice. Of course, we were dry last year and it didn't come up to par like it should have, you know, on this side of the levee, but that old ground over there never lets us down. We got about 300 acres over there and it does real good.
Last year you had a
good crop of beans over, and cotton too. We raised some cotton over there. We had right at 100 acres over there.
Did you have any time without rain?
Oh yeah. My goodness, anywhere from July and August, no rain.